Now, June 19th is now a federal holiday, as President Joe Biden signed the legislation yesterday recognizing Juneteenth as the end of slavery in America. KJZZ's Tom Maxedon explores further how the date exemplifies a celebration of the closing of a uniquely horrific chapter in American history.
The name comes from combining the word June with the day 19th.
The Emancipation Proclamation was handed down in January of 1863, but people in Texas didn't know of it, and they were enslaved for two more years until a Union general went there and informed them. And so Juneteenth came about, and that special celebration, partly as a result of that, but it's come to be celebrated across the United States.
That's Brenda Thompson, Executive Director of Arizona Humanities, discussing the date in 1865 when slaves in Galveston heard the announcement from Union Army General Gordon Granger, who traveled to the state to deliver it. Celebrations of Juneteenth in Phoenix and all over the nation frequently bring together musicians, artists, poets, activists, community leaders, and vendors like Rutown Records Music Group based in Gilbert.
As you can see, once again, Rutown at Juneteenth 2010, selling CDs, posters.
But slice-of-life outtakes from video capturing Juneteenth festivities in Phoenix were nearly non-existent 10 years after that, as the coronavirus canceled all manner of events in 2020. Different people commemorate Juneteenth in various ways.
I recognize the fact that we do not have one day in this country that acknowledges the victims of American chattel slavery that basically built the financial infrastructure of this country. And so I decided to do something about it myself.
Clotie Hammonds is a scholar, writer, activist, artist, and creative director for Emancipation Arts in Phoenix. For 25 years, she's led the country's longest-running reading marathon of work devoted to examining the definition, law, human condition, and legacy of slavery.
There are so many activities going on for Juneteenth, and there is very little in the way of acknowledgement as far as slavery goes. I always schedule my events so that people are free to take in all of the Juneteenth activities, and then mine will follow.
The marathons feature people with diverse backgrounds like Jason Landrum Sr. Last year, he read a famous speech delivered by Frederick Douglass on July 5, 1852 in Rochester, New York. The address commemorated the signing of the Declaration of Independence, America's founding document, which proclaimed all men are created equal and are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights. Obviously, that was not the case for slaves.
The sunlight that brought life and healing to you has brought stripes and death to me. This 4th of July is yours, not mine. You may rejoice, I must mourn.
Some see Juneteenth as their version of Independence Day. But for Hammonds and her annual reading marathon, the point is to examine the uniquely American horror story of slavery.
Some people will say, oh, my Irish ancestors were slaves. And it's like, well, no, they were not. There's a vast difference in being enslaved in perpetuity and being an indentured servant.
For Brenda Thompson, Juneteenth is an opportunity to re-examine how we are educated and how the humanities can heal.
When I learned about things in school, we would learn about a specific person in a time or a specific incident in history. So we did learn about slavery. We learned about the Underground Railroad. We learned about Harriet Tubman. We learned about Martin Luther King, but there are so many more contributions of African-Americans. There are African-American astronauts, doctors, lawyers, politicians, presidents of the United States, Barack Obama. And so those things need to be incorporated into the curriculum.
As America looks to come back from the COVID pandemic, crowds will return this year. And there will be Juneteenth festivities throughout the valley commemorating the end of an even more horrific chapter in the nation's history. Tom Maxedon, KJZZ News, Phoenix.